proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. President Hichilema challenges Africa to use mining for jobs and growth. Captain Chipeta donates drugs to Chasefu facilities. In foreign news, South Africa to withdraw troops from UN mission in DR Congo. And in sports, Zambia under 20 girls depart Kampala for Ndola ahead of return leg. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hage Geingob says Africa cannot continue exporting raw materials and must change the mining narrative if the continent is to grow economically. President Hichilema was speaking during the 2026 African Mining Indaba in South Africa, where he said Africa has for centuries exported raw materials without achieving meaningful development. He says exporting raw materials shows that Africa is not serious about growing its economy. President Hichilema says Africa must change the narrative together with the mining companies, noting that value addition is good for both governments and investors. He says growing the mining sector through value addition will allow African countries to grow their economies, create more jobs, and open up more business opportunities. The president has stressed that Africa does not need to move in a sequential manner, but should pursue value addition simultaneously across the continent. President Hichilema has further said Africa needs larger quantities of capital at fair prices to support sustainable growth. He has emphasized that Africa needs to grow and that the mining sector sits at the center of that growth with value addition as a key component.
Exporting raw materials for centuries. For centuries. Including human beings for centuries. Surely we cannot continue doing that. Surely it means we're not serious about what we're doing. Absolutely. So we must change the narrative. And that must happen together with the mining companies. Because it's good for the companies as well. So we can grow our economy. So we can create more jobs. So we can create more business opportunities. Simple. Straight. It doesn't need extra intelligence to understand that Africa needs to grow. And for us to grow, the mining sector sits at the center of it. And value addition is a key component. As my brother was saying, what you're saying here. We can do this across the continent, not waiting in a sequential way, but in a simultaneous way. I believe in that. We need larger quantities of capital, as I said, a fair price of capital, that will allow us to grow in a manner that is sustainable.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has praised the progress of its community engagement efforts in Lufianyama District, Copperbelt Province. The organization has cited notable strides in water and sanitation initiatives and expressed optimism about moving into the second phase of its development project. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement in Lufianyama District, CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Haga Nyambe has reaffirmed the organization's commitment to supporting local development through collaboration with stakeholders and partner organizations. Mr. Nyambe has highlighted the importance of monitoring and evaluation in ensuring that project goals are met and that interventions reach their intended beneficiaries. He has extended gratitude to the local government and traditional leadership for their consistent support. He has further said that CEJ looks forward to building on the momentum and continuing its work with partners and the community to achieve sustainable development outcomes in the district.
We hope that we'll be here with a continuation of the project. We are still doing our negotiations with Carter Center Foundation, but more of going in service delivery. So some of the challenges that came out, I think we are focusing on issues to do with water and sanitation, and we have shared it with our partner, Carter Foundation, and we are hoping as the negotiation goes on, it's one of the things that we'll consider.
Meanwhile, CEJ Programs Manager for Youth and Children, Daliso Mvula, has also praised the progress of community engagement efforts in Lufuanyama District. Mr. Mvula has cited notable strides in water and sanitation initiatives and has expressed optimism about moving into the second phase of the development project.
Not in trauma problems to the system, not what a record, not what a communicate to a Kalipa Indaba, Yasuka the last time, not what a challenge is to actually capture for gender dialogue, not what a challenge is to actually capture community. And I think there are people that have been part of this implementation for a long time, likes of Ms. Kafwana, likes of Madam Spire. These people have been part of this implementation from the local government side, and they have been a very helping hand in the implementation of this project. So they are aware of the challenges, and they've been there throughout the process.
Now, Josefu Independent Parliamentary Aspirant Captain Towani Chipeta has donated a total of 5,000 courses of anti-malaria drugs to all healthcare facilities in Josefu District, Eastern Province. Chief Pika Malaza says the donation comes at a critical time when the district has recorded a rise in malaria cases, underscoring the importance of well-stocked medical facilities in safeguarding public health. He has emphasized that reliable access to medicines ensures timely treatment and reduces preventable deaths, particularly among vulnerable groups such as children and expectant mothers. The chief further has expressed gratitude for the gesture, noting that the support would ease the burden on overstretched clinics and improve community confidence in local health services.
Last time, Giza, you came, provided drugs in the hospitals, looking at the wrapper for the increase of malaria issues. But when you managed to bring those things willingly without it, maybe nobody possible, but you are looking at the health of the people. Of Nukosis and Makora and Para to be in Makor. When I'm among the Kwansko Kutipa Mangal, Patara of Yawas or Kamun Chasefu, from there Matipasma Boho 14 Bohos, Japafu Pias, to Suravanya Kai, was Ranaka.